today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Very welcome to today's episode of the program. Today is a special. How to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, Saturday, is the 18th of Zilqa'dah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Khordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 18th of June, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Before starting today's program, let's listen to the blessed recitation of Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 206, and then we'll continue our program. Please stay tuned.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Innal ladhina 'inda rabbika la yastakbiruna 'an 'ibadatihi wa yusabbihunahu wa lahu yasjudun.
Indeed, those who are near your Lord are not prevented by arrogance from his worship, and they exalt him, and to him they prostrate.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is probable that the phrase, those who are stationed near your Lord, encompasses both the angels and the pious servants of Allah who connect His essence and feel themselves at His presence. Be not proud of your worship, for Allah has some angels that are always in the state of worshipping.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Warta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran.
Why worship or ibadah? Worship or ibadah means the expression of abasement, the highest form of humility and homage before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As to its importance, it is enough to state that worship is the purpose behind the creation of all beings and the mission of the Prophet subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah says, I did not create the jinn and humans, expect that they may worship me. The mission of all prophets has been to invite the people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the objective behind the creation of the universe and the mission of the prophets has been the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, it is clear that Allah, the Exalted, is in no need of your worship. As the Holy Quran says, yet Allah is independent of you. The benefits of worship returns to the worshippers themselves, as simply as the pupil's decision to study their lessons is to their own advantage and has no gain for the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastain. In this episode, we are going to talk about how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the first place, it must be indicated that in the Islamic religion, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves being worshipped. That is, human beings are expected to worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Contrary to some religions in which people worship the prophets or some of the ancient or imaginary heroes, in the Holy in the Islamic religion, and particularly as asserted in the Holy Quran, everybody is taught to worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this regard, the assertion of the Holy Quran is crystal clear in that it says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We haven't created the jinn and human beings save for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, in the Holy Quran, it's asserted, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ. In every community, we have singled out a prophet, a divine prophet, who recommends people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to avert from the taghuts, to avert from the tyrants. From this Quranic perspective and based on this Quranic verse, we understand that aversion from worshipping or obeying tyrants is a step toward moving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and toward worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Ways to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, pray. The success that we seek calls us five times a day. Prophet Muhammad stated, the first thing which will be judged among a man's deeds on the day of resurrection is the prayer. If this is in good order, then he will succeed and prosper. But if it is defective, then he will fail and will be a loser. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, used to pray so much at night that his feet became swollen. It was said to him, why do you regulate yourself with this when Allah has forgiven your past and future sins? To that, he replied, shall I not be a grateful servant of Allah?
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُرُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَارِ رَبُّنَا رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
Servitude or ubudiyah, and not worship or ibadah. Outward worship and obedience are useless if they are devoid of total submission to and acceptance of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A servant is supposed to totally submit to Allah. He should put aside his personal likes and dislikes when obeying the commands of Allah and not care about the approval or disapproval of others. This absolute and unconditional submission is exactly what is called servitude or ubudiyah, which is an essential qualification for worship. Notwithstanding all those accounts of worship, since he lacked the spirit of servitude, Iblis or Satan disobeyed the command of Allah to bow down before Adam and was thus expelled from the realm of divine mercy. So, valuable worship is that which stems from servitude or ubudiyah, submission and willingness of man. Worship means total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a complete negation of the self or nafs.
God is the one who created us, and we can only worship God. So why is it that sometimes we mention others? Why is it that we even mention the Prophet's name? Let me ask you this question. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, sacrificed for 23 years. Imam Hussein alayhi salam gave his blood for God. Jesus, peace be upon him, sacrificed so much. Now imagine God wants to compensate someone like our Prophet, someone like Imam Ali. How would God compensate them? Give them paradise? Possibly. Of course God will grant them paradise. But did they sacrifice just so they would go to paradise or no? No prophet of God obeyed God and was good with his people just so they can go to paradise. Because Imam Ali alayhi salam teaches us, if you worship God just to go to paradise, that's fine. God will accept that worship. God will not say, oh, you didn't worship me. No, you did worship God. But that's a low type of worship. Imam Ali says, this is like a merchant, like a businessman who bargains. You give and take. And then there are those who worship God because they fear hell. That's still fine. You're still worshiping God. But Imam Ali says, this is the worship of slaves. Why does a slave obey his master? So he wouldn't beat him, right? He's afraid. So some people worship God because they're afraid of hell. That's still fine, but this is like the worship of a slave. Imam Ali says there are some who worship God not because they want paradise, not because they fear hell, but because they find God worthy of being worshipped. That's how they thank God. It's a way of thanking their Creator for what He's given them. It's a genuine, sincere effort at worshiping God. So what, someone like Jesus, peace be upon him, someone like Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, someone like Imam Ali, Imam Hussein, how would you compensate him? Give him paradise? But that wasn't his goal from day one. He's higher than that. How are you going to honor him? How? You know how God compensated them? God said, these prophets and imams, they are the gate to me. You want to come to me, you go through them. I ask you, is there an honor greater than that? Then for the master of the universe, the king of the universe, the ultimate creator God, to say, you are the door to me. Someone wants to come to me, will have to go through you. This is the ultimate way in which God repays them. And that's truly fabulous. There's no honor greater than that.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Today's Special. We hope you enjoyed it. For more information on this program and to download for free our previous episodes of this program and other programs of IRIB English Radio, please visit our website at parstoday.com/en Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? They told me there is nothing.
within who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.